Off with Steve Hothersall. Rock, sport and talk. Radio City Talk.
Let's talk Everton with Ped from Toffee TV. Morning to you, Ped.
Morning.
How's life? All right?
Grim.
Grim? On a daily basis?
Let's be honest. It's grim at the moment being an Evertonian.
All right. Here's a couple of tweets that have been sent in. Jay said, can you ask Ped if he can believe that our manager is still in a job? I can't. Why is he here? In the last few years, we may have gained money and become a rich club, but we've completely lost identity, heart and soul. We need change now.
Yeah. I can't disagree with any of that.
Okay. Stevie says, blame the manager all you want, but for me, the players have sold us down the river.
50-50 on that one.
All right. Another Steve says 31 goals conceded by Everton now away from home in the Premier League this season. That's the most since the 37 we conceded in the 2003-2004 season when we finished 17th. They're a little bit mentally weak, aren't they? A point that Jamie Carragher was making on Monday Night Football. It's demonstrated by their run of results now on the road.
Yeah, to the point where I don't consider away games a possibility of picking up 3 points, because that's the way they look at the moment. It just feels that way. Saturday we got 1-0 up, we had two or three really good chances to kill it off, we don't. Burnley come out and step it up and we can't, and not only can't step it up, the manager doesn't recognise what needs to be changed to hold on or get something out of the game. And I think that's the major problem. It comes from the sidelines, it goes into the team. And I know, you know, one of the tweets there was saying about it's on the players. It is on the players, but you're looking for guidance. And I thought that was the whole point of Sam Allardyce, that he would come in and he would create the basics of a football team, which is know how to defend and you grind a result out here or there, especially on away games. And that's simply not happened.
Is it a 50-50 responsibility? Often on the legend, Sharpie will say, well, it's all down to the players. But managers aren't paid this amount of money for nothing, are they?
Exactly. I mean, I can understand them saying that, but you've got to look at the manager. And I don't blame it all on the manager, but after nearly 4 months of being in charge, surely the basics should be there. When Sam Allardyce came in, I wasn't happy about it, but I thought, well, he'll get us to the end of the season. He'll probably leave then. He'll get us playing in a manner which won't be pretty to watch, but it'll get us results. It'll grind results out. And I think we've seen that early on. And we went up to Newcastle and we got a good away win. It wasn't pretty. We went to Anfield and got a point. It wasn't pretty. But you know what? I was happy with it, because what we'd been seeing was a team that had been leaking goals left, right and centre. And then we got to Christmas and it all stopped, but it all seemed to stop on purpose. It was all like, oh, we're all right now. We're fine at the back. We need to start scoring goals. And suddenly the deterioration of the defence just started from there. And we've won two games since because we can't keep a clean sheet. And on Saturday, that was just as bad as the Southampton game, which was the game prior to the week when he came in. And you look at it and think, what are you paid for? What are you paid for? Where's your coaching, first of all? Because I just don't see any coaching. And surely after 4 months, he's got to take blame for that, for the shape of the actual team. The two centre-backs on Saturday, I've seen lads in park football play better than that. Be able to deal with a long ball over the top. It's the basics of football, and they couldn't do it. And that's what he was there to come in for. And then
he's even failing at the bits that he was meant to be good at.
Because I thought it was all going to be, you know, whack it into the corners and get free kicks and be good off set pieces. All these basic things that you expect from these firefighter managers, as it seems to be. But you know what? I think it actually shows now that those managers are finished. The likes of him, the likes of Moyes, I think they're finished. I think the game's moved on. And we've been caught out by that. And
do you not think there'll always be a place for those types of safety managers?
No, because I think
West Brom would snap up a Pulis.
Well, he snapped up
Moyes.
He snapped up a Pardew.
Allardyce right now. Well, Pardew's not really a Pulis, is he?
Well, I don't know what they brought him in for, but you look at the likes of those managers this season, they failed spectacularly. And actually the managers who look like they put effort in on the coaching pitch and actually want long-term development actually seem to be doing okay.
Well, that's the difference. Only because you as an Evertonian, you know, have far greater expectations for your football club.
I don't though, Steve. I didn't have expectations. I had expectations that he would make us difficult to beat, and that would be the price to pay till the end of the season. But he's done nothing.
Yeah, but once he made you safe, you had the expectation that you could kick on from there.
But I don't feel safe. I can't sit here now.
Of course you're safe.
I don't feel safe. I can't sit here now thinking we're fine, we're safe. We're only on 30.
You are.
Well, that's okay, you saying that to me, but I don't feel like that because we're not. Maybe if we were on 40 points, I would be, but we've won two games since...
So what, nine games left and you don't see one victory and a draw?
No, because that's just my mindset at the moment. Yeah, but that's I know, but the point is if we win on Saturday and we get a draw against Stoke the game after, then I'll be fine, then it'll be done. But that doesn't necessarily come straight away because of the way we're playing. Now, maybe on Saturday, because we're all right at home, we'll turn up and we'll be fine. But you look at the team and you just think, you don't show signs. We've just gone to Burnley and in the second half, we were absolutely battered by them.
Well, I think there was a very telling comment from Sam Allardyce after the game when he was talking about his half-time team talk. And apparently he'd said to them, and in fact, he said this, he said, whatever you do, just don't lose this. Now, 1-1, when you've got momentum, surely that isn't the frame of mind that you're meant to be putting your players in.
No, it's not. And surely he would have seen what they were doing. And then surely when they brought Chris Wood on, he should have responded. And he didn't. He didn't respond. He just watched and waited and seen us go further back and further back. And then when we conceded, he brought Wayne Rooney on. And they kept on doing what they were doing. Surely any kind of manager would have tactically have changed that. Anyone worth the salt would have either brought on another centre back or, I don't know, maybe dropped, you know, brought Morgan Snyder on and said, sit in front of that back four, and every time that ball comes over, tell him to drop 10 yards and you deal with it. So that's the stuff you do it when you're playing in Sunday league football, you know, or Saturday football. They're the basics you do, and he can't even do that because that's all Burnley were doing. It was just back to front very quickly.
Is that because the connection between him and the players is not as strong as it should be? Has he got an influence on the players?
He's supposed to. Is he supposed to be the manager? He's supposed to be he's supposed to have coaches there. He's supposed to do their jobs and see these things. And I just think these are the basics of football that if you get right, you'll get out of it. And you look at the teams around us now in the league table, the teams that I think have worked hard to get up the table, sticking to a tried and tested method, which it isn't long ball, it's just whatever they play, whether it be Brighton or Bournemouth trying to play a bit of football. They're doing the same thing week in and week out, and the players know what they're doing. I look at our team and I just don't know what we are trying to do. I don't understand what the mentality is or the ideology is of this football team. It just doesn't. It just looks all over the place. And then you hear the comments from Sam Allardyce and you seem smirking when the fans are mentioned or walking off the pitch. And let's be honest, the fans hate him. And I'm not mixing my words today. They hate him. No Everton fan likes Sam Allardyce. No one likes the situation. And nobody likes or enjoys going to match at the moment. And the sooner the situation sorts itself out from top to bottom, because the whole club just looks in a mess, and then you hear all rumours about stuff going behind the scenes, and it mightn't be happening, but it's just not good for the club. It just makes us look a laughing stock. And when you watch us play, we are a laughing stock because we've spent all this money. The expectations were there. And the irony is, if we'd beaten Arsenal twice this season instead of them beating us, we'd be above Arsenal. That, you know, we would be.
But would you still be happy?
Well, if we were, what I mean is, if we.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? So if you'd won those two games and you were above Arsenal, would you be sat here?
But we never tried to beat Arsenal. That's what I'm saying. We went to the Emirates and we give it up straight away. Other teams are beating the likes of Arsenal. That's the mentality of other sides. Let's play the way we play because we're happy playing that. Team, you know, you've seen Brighton at the weekend, go and beat them quite comfortably. Four more wins and we'd be, you know, if we'd had half a decent season, we'd be in sixth this season and we would look like we were making ground up on that top five. And
this wasn't meant to be the season where this sort of conversation was happening.
But it wasn't, and that's the ultimate irony. That's the, you know, the egg on our face as fans, because we hyped it up and we thought things were going to happen, but behind the scenes, this, you know, it was all built on sand. There was obviously no real plan, and it was just a grab for players. So where other clubs were adding real quality to their squads, we were just adding bodies, and it just hasn't worked out because the people in charge have not had any kind of plan for how these players were supposed to fit together. And there's been, you know, money can buy you anything you want, but if you don't know the character of the players you're buying, and this was something David Moyes was really good at, he really looked at the players he was buying, the characters he was buying. We don't seem to have done that, and we've just bought and bought and bought and bought, and in the end we've bought more dross than we've bought good.
If you could ask Sam two questions, yeah, any questions, what would those questions be at the moment? Footballing questions.
I'd ask him why does he not prepare his players for away games to win them.
Surely he prepares. Oh, to win them.
To win them.
Everything's, you know, a preparation for a draw, is it?
And some games, it's not even for a draw. And I'd ask him what the plan is. What's his... I remember when he came in, and I remember this. I think the space in between him getting offered it the first time and rejecting it, and him getting, he sort of went on a few radio and TV shows and said, this is what I'd do if I was the manager of Everton. This is my plan. He has not done any of that. I was preparing myself from when he came in for this, you know, long ball football, get it into the corners. And I thought, you know what, if it gets us the wins to get us out of trouble and we go up the table, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'm not bothered. We were in a very low spot at the time. After the Southampton game, I was positive we were going down because we were absolutely terrible. And I thought when he came in, he did that, and then it suddenly changed, as I said. And I'd ask him why. Why hasn't he just stuck to his guns? If he's so arrogant about his method of football, why didn't he just stick to it and see out the season and almost grow as the season went on? Because as I said, I look at it, we're 4 months on, and I look at the back four and I just think, or certainly the centre backs, and I think you're awful. You know, Keane looks a nervous wreck. Michael Keane looks a shadow of the player. And the irony is, the player that Burnley replaced him with is going to get called up for the England squad. That's the irony of it. Someone who they bought for whatever, you know, not even half the price, probably not even a quarter of the price, is going to get called up for England because their manager has a way of playing, and it's obviously worked with him. And the player next to him, Ashley Williams, and again, I won't mince my words now, should never, ever, ever play for Everton ever again.
Because of the sending off.
The man's a disgrace.
Yeah.
The man is a disgrace. It's the last minute of a game, you're 2-1 behind, you've got a set piece, you've got the captain's armband on, and because you can't be bothered, you throw an elbow in someone's face, which he obviously did on purpose. It's very clear. He also went missing for the second goal. He obviously could not care less about playing for Everton, and I would happily never see him wear an Everton shirt ever again. Michael Keane, I think, needs a leader next to him. He needs someone strong next to him to get him through games, and hopefully the confidence will grow. He's still only young, and I think when he was at Burnley, he worked in a system, and Ben Mee was next to him, and there was a partnership, and he had that all season, and obviously grew and grew and grew. At Everton, I feel sorry for him, because number one, he's playing left side that's how bad Ashley Williams is. Ashley Williams, who's the leader, won't even play left side. He's playing next to Martina, who's the worst left back I've ever seen in my life. He's barely a footballer.
At least he tries.
Well, yeah, but why is that enough? Why is that enough for some people? Oh, he tries, give him a break. No, he's rubbish. Shouldn't be anywhere near the side. Leighton Baines should have played left back. If he's fit, should have played left back. And as I say, Keane hopefully with a leader will be fine. But Ashley Williams should never pull on an Everton shirt ever again. But it wouldn't surprise me, as soon as the 3-match ban was up, he was back and he was the captain. That's just the way Everton are at the moment.
Ped, thank you. Thanks for getting off your chest.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.